This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. On Thursday, January 22nd, the 50th Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, addressed employees in a nationwide all-hands event. Secretary Salazar recognized the National Park Service for their key effort in putting on the inauguration of President Barack Obama, and he thanked his transition team. Here are his remarks.
To serve in President Obama's cabinet as your Secretary of Interior is a humbling honor. My roots in the West stretch back for four centuries to when my ancestors first came to New Mexico. I grew up in the San Luis Valley in southern Colorado, about 265 miles south of Denver, on lands that my family has farmed and ranched for over five generations. My family's livelihood depended on the health of our land. Our parents taught us about the importance of water and about the importance of land because the sustainability of our family depended on how we took care of our land and our water. They taught us that we have to be responsible stewards of the water, soil, and wildlife around us so that we can preserve the balance that allows us to ranch and to farm generation after generation. This sense of stewardship is a foundation for my deep appreciation of all of our lands in America and of our beautiful planet Earth. Our nation's parks, refuges, forests, rivers, and seashores are all national treasures. Those who work in this department have a sacred trust to protect and conserve and enhance these treasures as an inheritance for generations to come. As President Obama said in his inaugural address, we live in a time when changing the way we do business is not simply an option. It is a necessity. Our country faces its biggest challenges in more than a generation. There is much reason, however, for hope in America. And that hope in America lies in the hearts and minds of the people of this great nation and in the hearts and minds of the people of this department. The Department of Interior is playing and will play a huge role in the future in this change that will come to America. As I told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee during my confirmation hearing, my priorities are many, and I want to go through some of them here this morning. And one of those priorities will be to lead the Interior Department with openness in decision-making, high ethical standards, and with respect for scientific integrity. In the last few years, this department has suffered because of ethical lapses and criminal activity at the highest level. It doesn't mean to say that the people of the Department of Interior are bad people, because they are not. But you know how one apple in a bushel can spoil the whole bushel? There has been essentially a picture of this department which has been painted unfairly on the backs of career employees because of actions of political appointees, and that era is now changing, and it starts today. My background as the Attorney General of Colorado was to be the chief law enforcement officer for the state. I loved that job because it was about making sure that we were protecting the people of my state and that the 14,000 law enforcement officers that I worked with every day were doing everything they could to protect the people of the state of Colorado. My chief of staff, who is with me here this morning, Tom Strickland, during that same time period was the United States Attorney for the state of Colorado. As a former United States attorney, and me as a former attorney general of the state of Colorado, we and those who work in this department will make sure that we follow the high ethical standards that President Obama outlined in his first press conference yesterday at the White House. We will follow the law. We will hold people accountable. We will expect to be held accountable. And we will not tolerate the type of lapses that detract and distract from good, honest service to the American people that this department does every day. I pledge to you that we will ensure the Interior Department's decisions are based on sound science and the public interest and not on the special interests. And I want the public to be proud of the Department's work. And I want those who work for the Department to be proud of their service. Above all, I want you to know that your Secretary is proud of you and respects the work that you do to serve the American people. In our work together, in the months and years ahead, I want to transform this Department from what has been perceived as a Department of the West to the Department of all of America, because we are a department that has a global footprint and indeed very much a footprint in each of our 50 states and each of our territories and insular possessions. The truth is, the Department and its agencies touch all of the people of America. It protects the treasured landscapes of our country from coast to coast. It provides the bulk of our energy that heats our homes, our businesses, powers our commerce, and essentially provides our way of life here in America. This department and its assets provide water to drink and to fuel agriculture and industry to a great bulk of this nation. It provides vital, key, essential, important services to our first Americans, to the Native Americans of these United States. It provides places where we preserve our history and we honor where we have come from and educates us about our diversity across this great country. This department provides and leads the efforts to make sure we're protecting habitat for fish and wildlife critical to protecting the ecosystems of this world. And this department provides the science to guide the management of all of those duties and decisions with respect to those duties on an ongoing basis. So whether your job as employees of this department involves protecting wildlife or issuing leases, preserving history or providing water, I urge you to think of your mission as part of a mission of a new Department of America, this Department of Interior. Whether you see yourself primarily as a manager, scientist, an environmentalist, or an advocate of more energy development, whether that be renewable energy like solar and geothermal or wind, or the balanced development of our oil and gas resources or resources such as coal. I urge you to see how we move forward with that agenda and how that agenda fits in to the vision of our president with the kind of government that we want to have. I am open to your ideas on how this department, for example, can be a model for national service. President Obama has given us work to do and to do it right away. In the coming weeks, the new administration will be creating with Congress a new strong economic recovery plan that helps create jobs, to build our clean energy economy for the future, and to remake America. I have worked on that plan, and I can tell you that the Department of Interior will be an essential part of that economic recovery program. The package, which will take formation and hopefully will be completed here in the several weeks ahead, will include what will be a historic first-time investment in our national park systems, in our dams, in our trail systems, and other aspects of this department. So as that takes formation, it's going to give us all who are assembled here today and those who are watching across the country a great opportunity to do those things that people have dreamt about but simply have not been able to do over many, many decades. For example, when we think about the centennial of the national park system in the year 2016, I want our national park systems and our treasured landscapes to be the best that they have ever been. And this economic stimulus package will help us move in that direction in a very important way. The stimulus package as well will move us forward into this new energy frontier. You have seen some of what the Congress has already done in its reaction to the framework that we are working on. But when we're talking about the siting of renewable energy facilities such as solar or geothermal or wind, or the transmission lines across our public lands that will bring that energy to the places of where it's going to be used, there will be significant investments in much of that as we move forward with this economic recovery program. Let me just say that as we participate in the economic recovery effort for America through this economic stimulus package, we will have a responsibility in this department, a major responsibility in this department, to make sure that these historic dollars are used wisely and appropriately and efficiently to do the very best we can with our mission. We will show the American people what investments we are making, and we will be prepared, we will be transparent, and we will be accountable for how we use these dollars. President Obama and I have discussed other goals. I will say this, you know, the discussions about whether you take on a secretarial position, are discussions between a president and someone like me. In my case, I can tell you, being a United States Senator for Colorado was a blessing of a lifetime. It is difficult for me, essentially, as on January 20th, as I sat there and I wrote my letter of resignation to the governor. As I said to some of you yesterday, most people said to me, the only way that you should resign a U.S. Senate seat is if you were going to be Secretary of State or Attorney General. The other departments are not that important. And I said, but there is one other department that is as important, and that's the Department of Interior. So as I made that very important milestone decision of my life with President Obama, we talked about what our priorities would be. We talked about what my priorities would be and how I would work with President Obama in implementing those priorities, and let me just review what some of those are. First, we must help our nation reduce its dependence on foreign oil. That is an absolute imperative of our times. I have sat on the Senate Finance Committee and on the Senate Energy Committee for the last 4 years and have worked on these issues even before that time. And I can tell you that there are inescapable forces upon America today that will make sure that we don't step backwards at all in the way that we did in the 1970s and in the 1980s. Many of you in this room will still remember when Richard Nixon in the early 70s, as President of the United States, coined the term energy independence because of the formation of OPEC. And you'll remember that nighttime address in the late 70s by President Jimmy Carter, where he called us to take on energy independence, as he said, and I quote, with the moral imperative of war, with the moral imperative of war. But if you look at the budgets in terms of what's happened in the whole renewable energy future, the fact is that it peaked in 1979, 1980, and then it disappeared. And so America slept through the 1980s, it slept through the 1990s, and it slept until we have now awakened it. And we have awakened it at a time where the forces are different than they were back in the 1970s. Today, I think there is a recognition among Democrats and Republicans, among progressives and conservatives, that we must set America free. And we will set America free because the inescapable forces that drive us to this new reality are upon us and our children and our grandchildren. And they are very simple. First and foremost, our national security. When we think about Hezbollah and Hamas and organizations that are out there trying to destroy our way of life, who are putting our troops in harm's way in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in many other places around the world, where is that money coming from that is fueling that war against America today? Much of that money, frankly, is coming from the oil that we are buying here in the United States of America today. So our national security requires us to move forward to energy independence in a real way. Secondly, our environmental security requires us to move forward as well. It was not so long ago when there were big debates on the floor of the U.S. Senate, where there were a number of colleagues in the U.S. Senate who basically said that global warming was really not an issue, that we were just in a dry period of time. And yet, just in the last 4 years, you have witnessed what I have witnessed. But as you saw on the campaign trail with my good friend, now President Obama, and my other good friend, Senator John McCain, there was a lot of conversation about the reality of global warming and the fact that we had to do something about it. And at its key, what we do about global warming is what we do with our energy future, and that's an inescapable force. And thirdly, we have great economic opportunity here at home if we move forward with an energy agenda that is a true energy agenda that can create economic opportunity here at home, because we will be spending those dollars here in the United States of America instead of sending hundreds of billions of dollars back to the Middle East and other places where they have the oil reserves. Now, as we move forward into that whole energy future, it's going to be very important for all of us to understand that our oil and gas and coal resources are very much a part of the equation of that future. Okay, we cannot get from here to there without, frankly, moving forward with the oil and gas resources that we have here in this nation, both in our, on our lands as well as in some selected areas in the offshore area. And we cannot move forward simply by turning off the lights today and turning off all the coal-fired power plants, but we can move forward with carbon capture and sequestration and clean coal technologies, a whole host of other things that we will do. So as I spoke about coming here to the Department of Interior with President Obama, I said that I would do it with him, because together, this time, we are going to take the moonshot on energy, and we are going to become energy independent, and we're going to set America free once and for all from our addiction to foreign oil. And I need your help to get that done. You're going to help me? We must also do a lot more with a whole host of other issues, including dealing with our water issues, not only in the West. It used to be that most of the issues were out in the West on the Colorado River and a whole host of other projects that I have worked on in the past, including the Animas Plata Project and Colorado River, South Platte River issues, you know, all across the West. But the reality of it is, yesterday I was getting calls about a major dispute going on in the Southeast, and there are major interstate disputes that we're going to have to deal with. And I know that this department is well poised with its leadership and its expertise to help us resolve many of these conflicts that we have with respect to water. Let me also say that our Native American communities are very important to us. We have over 500 tribes across this country. This department has a sacred responsibility assigned to it by law that says we have the trust responsibility for the Indian tribes of America. That will be a high priority of mine, and I look forward to working with those of you who work in that part of the department and with the new Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs as we move forward with that agenda. I have a longer speech, but I think I'm going to go to the end so you can ask me questions. Finally, let me just say a few words about public service. And my father, Henry, was a staff sergeant in World War II. And he was poor. You know, my mother was, at the age of 19, she found her way on the train across the vast lands of this country to come here to Washington to work just a few blocks from here at what was then known as the War Department. And she worked there for 5 years as a very young woman. And they instilled in us the values that have gotten me to where I'm at today. They instilled in us the love of education, the love of family, the love for our community, the understanding of the importance of our land and our water. And the place where I come from is a very spiritual place as well. In the San Luis Valley, an average elevation of about 7,700 feet across what is the highest alpine valley in the United States of America. Off to the west, there are mountains that are named the San Juan Mountains after St. John the Baptist. And off to the east, as the sun comes over and has its crimson colors of morning sky, those mountains are named the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, the Blood of Christ Mountains. And so it's in that place where I had my values molded into me in terms of my work for public service. They were values that were given to me by my father and my mother and the generations that came before me. And so my mission is a very simple mission. It is to simply try to do my small part in making the world a better place for all of humanity and for our children and for our grandchildren to come. And as I began my first days here at the Department of Interior, of this I am sure, that whatever small part I play in making the world a better place and changing the world for the better, working with President Obama to get that done, that I can only do it with the men and women of America's department, the best department, the Department of Interior. Thank you all very, very much.